Chapter 23, The Runaway Train. I had trouble sleeping after the debate and got up very early. I went downstairs to get the morning paper. The reporters camped out across the street weren't even awake yet. The headline on the front page nearly knocked me over. Moon Wins Debate Surges Ahead by Ralph Hammelbacher. 12-year-old Judson Moon cleverly turned the tables on President White and Senator Dunn last night, shocking the nation in the most freewheeling evening of political debate in memory. Instead of engaging in a conventional debate, the youngster used the opportunity to thumb his nose at the political system in front of the entire nation. President White and Senator Dunn were reduced to dumbfounded onlookers as Moon deftly and hilariously controlled the proceedings with snappy retorts and off-the-wall opinions that threw his opponents off their stride. Moon knew exactly what he was doing, said political analyst Morton Fishwick. He knew he couldn't beat his opponents by debating the issues, so he made the issues go away. I've got to hand it to him. It was brilliant strategy on the kid's part. In telephone polls taken immediately after the debate, an overwhelming majority of people, young and old, named Moon as the victor. With just 5 days until the election, the Moon and June steamroller has a 3-point lead over President White, according to an Associated Press poll. Senator Dunn trails by 7 points. Mom was so happy she invited just about everyone we'd ever known over to the house to celebrate. Lane was happy again and even congratulated me for relying on my political instincts instead of taking his advice. My folks beamed. Arthur Krantz steamed. June Sires just looked at me with that look that said she'd known it all along. Abby called and said she was too busy to make the party, but I think she didn't want to come, because she knew Chelsea would be there. Chelsea had her arm snaked around my elbow like we were stuck together. She had to leave early, though, explaining that she had to begin the long and arduous task of shopping for clothes she would wear as First Lady. I pretty much sat there, dazed, during the whole party. I couldn't figure out how I'd messing up the debate. The candidacy was like a runaway train now. Nothing could stop my momentum. I had done everything short of dropping my pants to wreck my chances of winning the election. It didn't work. Unless something disastrous happened quickly, I was going to be the next president of the United States. And then something disastrous happened.